A small fleet of Seattle-based wooden halibut schooners still work Alaska waters, though they're nearly a century old. The Tordenskjold is 100 years old this year. She's expected to work well into her second century. The Tordenskjold and other working ships in the fleet are the subject of a television documentary premiering at 8 o'clock tonight on the Alaska Channel 360 North. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander has the story.
Seattle area filmmaker John Sabella has produced about 20 documentaries over the years, many of them on the fishing industry. He's fascinated by the old schooners.
I can't imagine how many industrial assets that are 100 years old are still making a living, making a profit, supporting family wage jobs, doing almost exactly what they did at the turn of the 20th century or just shortly after that.
The Tordenskjold is the oldest ship in the working fleet, hence the name of Sabella's documentary.
She's not a museum piece or any kind of a hobby enterprise. She's a vessel that competes every day against modern boats. It's quite a remarkable story.
Last board!
A sister ship, the Polaris, is a mere 98 years old. She pulled into Homer last week to offload about 50,000 pounds of fresh halibut. Skipper Wade Bassey is a third-generation halibut fisherman. He's been on the Polaris for 34 years, the skipper for 25, and an owner for 20. His grandfather built the schooner Alton in 1912, when these vessels operated under sail.
He spent $15,000 to build that boat. And to replace this boat, you couldn't do it.
The 87-foot Polaris has been repowered a couple of times. When Bassey had to replace fuel tanks last year, it forced other changes.
We put new tanks in, we put new engine in, we built a new pilot house on it, so, you know, it should be good for another 30, 35 years.
These things owe their longevity to generations of Norwegian nautical tradition. They owe themselves to some remarkable craftsmen who were building boats at the turn of the century. But most of all, they owe their longevity to the remarkable resource that was available in those years, and that was the old-growth fir that grew on the Puget Sound.
Most of the stuff on the boat is original. I mean, below waterline, the keel, most of the planks, some of the planks on here are over 40 feet long.
And Bassey says the Polaris double-sawn 8x8 frame, all vertical grain old-growth fir, is in great shape.
Because once a wood boat is in the salt water, the salt actually pickles the wood, and so it lasts longer. The only problem you have in salt water is that you can get chiritos or bugs, and they'll decay and eat the wood. Well, the good thing about most of our schooners is that we're berthed in Seattle in the lake, so we get in fresh water every year. So when you get in fresh water kills all these bugs, so we don't have as much a problem with that.
When the Norwegian halibut schooners are not fishing, the boats are in Lake Union. Bassey has seen the historical pictures of lumber yards stretching from Lake Union to Puget Sound.
I think it was two or three mills there. And, you know, when they wanted a plank for the boat, they'd go out to the yard and they'd look at it. Oh, this looks good. Not a knot in it. You know, 40 feet long, straight grain, you know, perfect fir. And they'd grab it and take it over and use it.
But nowadays, it's difficult to find the fir and the craftsmen who can work on the old schooners. Bassey says he spends a couple of months each winter on maintenance, and his bill is huge. Dave Seaman is president of the Ketchikan Bay Wooden Boat Society. When the Polaris pulled into Homer last week, it was his first time on one of the century-old schooners. He found it easy to romanticize.
The longevity of these boats, the way they're built, the way they've been fished, the fact that a lot of them stayed in the same families, it's sort of a dynasty thing. If I was a young man again, I'd be looking for a job on one of these. That's all I can tell you.
When you look at this thing, it's... I mean, it's basically a dinosaur, really, to be honest with you.
The FV Polaris and her sister schooners sport all the GPS and other high-tech instruments, but aren't as versatile on the fishing grounds as modern vessels. If it weren't for the lucrative halibut individual fishing quotas implemented in 1995 and eliminating the race for fish, Bassey says most of the old fleet probably wouldn't be fishing right now.
But as far as a platform for longlining, it's ideal. You know, we're economical. We burn probably, you know, a third or a quarter of the fuel that some of those big boats do. And, you know, she's a real good sea boat. She rolls a lot, but she's always going to come back.
Bassey remembers the names of sister ships that aren't around anymore. But he expects his nephew will take over the Polaris when he retires.
And I know that the ones in the Seattle fleet, they're well taken care of. I mean, they'll be around for a while. They aren't going to go anywhere.
Beginning with black cod in the spring through halibut in the fall, The century-old schooners fish in the Gulf of Alaska, Bering Sea, and Aleutian Chain. With help from Marshall Lynn and Homer, I'm Rosemarie Alexander in Juneau.